After a history of bullying in school, which did nothing about it, I moved to a new school where I was targeted by another individual. This time, I decided to respond by punching him in the face, and the bully stopped. He left me alone. Was my use of force justified in this case? In the context you present, definitely yes, it's self-defense. Even if he wasn't doing anything explicitly, his language and proximity to you, etc., would justify you in taking it as an implicit threat, and you went to the authorities and they wouldn't do anything about it. I would think it would have been a good idea to warn him once that you have the ability to do that and you intend to do that. It probably wouldn't have stopped him, but one in a thousand, maybe it would. As long as you take bullying to mean the implicit or explicit use of force against you, which could be getting a gang of people following you closely, screaming at you, etc. That's plenty for you, or even one person doing it, for you to take this as you require self-defense, if the authorities won't help. But you can't take bullying as this guy and his friends across the field are sneering at me and spitting at the ground at me in effigy and so on. However blatantly they express their dislike, it has to cross over to at least the implicitly physical before you're justified in punching him in the nose.